This is JRS News. Coming up, JUTC concerned about recent attacks on buses. Public consultations to be held on draft water sector policy and implementation plan. And government sets aside $350 million for small farmers and tourism projects this year. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Westmoreland, Hanover, Trelawney, St. James, the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation this Thursday, April 10 at the Wexford Hotel, Montego Bay, St. James. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and the regional post office.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, is expressing concern over attacks on its buses within sections of the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region recently. JUTC Chairman Reverend Garnet Roper says 18 attacks have been reported, resulting in significant damage to its fleet. He says the attacks have caused an estimated $2.5 million in damage. The vandalism included the smashing of windscreens, doors and windows, as well as damage to two bus engines. An incident in Stonyhill, St. Andrew also caused injury to a commuter. Reverend Roper says prompt action taken by the Jamaica Constabulary Force has resulted in the arrests of a number of persons in relation to the incidents. The JUTC chairman says persons must be reminded that the company's assets are acquired with taxpayers' money and must be protected. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean, will be hosting 5 public consultations on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. The policy aims to ensure universal access to safe potable water for all Jamaicans, especially those in rural areas. The first consultation is set for tomorrow, April 10, at the Wexford Hotel at 4 p.m. and will facilitate feedback from persons in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James and Trelawney.
We're looking at a draft development strategy for rural water. We already have a document. What that document is looking at is dividing up areas into utility service areas, which are already supplied by the NWC, and non-utility service areas, which don't have any water. In those areas, then we can assess what the population is, and I think that has been done, and they are the ones that we have to arrange to get water to.
Managing Director of the Water Resources Authority, Basil Fernandez, speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The remaining consultations are scheduled for St. Mary on April 16, Manchester April 23, and 2 consultations will be held April 30 in Kingston and St. Andrew. Small farmers and tourism projects in rural Jamaica will receive a $350 million boost this fiscal year under the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY. READY was implemented in January 2010 and aims to improve market access for micro and small-scale rural agricultural producers and tourism players. This financial year, the government plans to execute 31 sub-projects as well as formulate plans for 36 sub-projects to be implemented in 2015-2016. READY is managed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, with funding from the World Bank. The initiative is slated to run until July 2016. And the government is to spend $615 million this fiscal year to undertake various infrastructural works at several educational institutions across the island. The funds have been provided in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives. Of the allocation, $388.4 million will be used to provide improved sanitary facilities and additional classroom spaces in select educational institutions. Another $100 million of the sum will be used to facilitate the installation of proper sewage systems in 52 primary schools, 25 in Clarendon, 14 in St. Catherine, and 13 in St. Elizabeth. A sum of $66.5 million will go towards carrying out renovation and refurbishing works at 28 schools in order to provide additional spaces in infant departments. The remaining $60 million will fund the establishment of 3 diagnostic centers for children with special education needs. This project is scheduled for completion by February 2015. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.